I think it's interesting that the chairman of the House Finance Committee is certainly getting lots of negative attention.
Well, and that's fine with me.
You've been in that situation before.
Yeah, I talked to Chairman Pitts yesterday morning before he started laying out his budget, and I said, well, that's just the way the cookie crumbles. You get to go first, and we're behind you all the way.
Yeah, so. Way right back there. Now, yeah. but in all honesty, obviously he has brought out some things that have been very, very negative. But tell me, what kind of similarities do you see in the numbers that you might be bringing out, and major differences?
That budget is a shock and awe budget, and I think what the service that Chairman Pitts is doing and I support is that now all of the rhetoric coming up to this session is now got to start matching reality, and that is a big dose of reality, that budget. That is not going to be the final number. That's where we're going to start. I'm confident we won't have to cut any more. And so the debate for the next 140 days is how much must we add to what he's introduced in order to produce a budget for the state of Texas. And over in the Senate, we've got to get, it's assumed that I'll be chairman of Senate Finance, and as far as I know, I will, unless I mess up later on today.
We'll hope for the best on that. Okay.
But the lieutenant governor has not yet formally appointed the committee members, which is his authority under the Senate rules, and we really won't get started until those committee assignments are out. We expect that next week. I'll probably introduce a bill similar but not the same as the one that Chairman Pence introduced in the House, and then starting 1st of February, we'll spend a month taking public testimony on the bill.
The headline grabber obviously had to do with I noticed the Texas Historical Commission loses 80% of their budget. I guess, is there going to be a lot of that stuff going on? These different state agencies are going to talk about why they just can't afford to have their budgets cut?
Yes, I do. And I think one of the most important responsibilities I have for the next month and a half is to listen very carefully to what people are saying to make sure that these cuts are not fatal. And so I'm going to go into a listening mode. I do have some plans, but they're developing as we're going forward to improve what we're laying out. But the first thing I've got to do is I've got to listen to make sure that we haven't unintentionally made a fatal cut out there.
You know, it so happened that the Pitts information comes out at the same time that Teeks cut about 40 plus jobs through NERTC, and so that really came home to the folks in Brazos County.
Yeah, and if there's any way possible to avoid cutting people's jobs, we'll do it. I asked Teeks about that, and that had, what I was told is that had more to do with the loss of a contract from Homeland Security than any budget cutting we're doing here in the States. And they knew it was coming for a while. But it still sets up a reality check here that these cuts are going to be real, and they're going to hurt.
I know you said in your, when you were sworn in as President Pro Tem, your speech that you made last week in the Senate, there may not be any tax increases on the state level, but tax increases could still happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, we say this a lot, and, it's just kind of a word that, we're really interconnected, but there is a very strong correlation between the health of the state's economy, the amount of tax revenues received, the amount of federal revenue we receive, the amount of state revenue we receive, the amount of local taxes that are used to compensate for changes in federal, state, they're all interrelated. And the cities, and more significantly, the schools are going to be under enormous pressure with respect to their property tax rates, which they have the authority to raise because of what we're having to do over here.
Sure. Makes it uncomfortable for them. And again, we're certainly hearing from school administrators all over the state about that. And now, are we going to see maybe some more fees, maybe not the tax increases on the state level, but maybe some fees and some other ways that there'll be more revenue taken in from the state?
Yeah, I think so. We're going to be working on that over in finance, and I don't know what those might be. But one that has got to be on the table for discussion anyway is tuition. I mean, if you're going to cut funding at Texas A&M, are you going to raise state tuition or not? But we're going to have a subcommittee and finance committee set up pretty early to study that issue of fees, or what we euphemistically call over here non-tax revenue.
Okay. We've talked about this, and let's touch on it again. Just in your view, does it appear that Texas A&M has done what is necessary as far as cutting their budget back, that they shouldn't see much more negative impact out of Austin?
I don't know. I think so. I have been told that they've anticipated and have made the necessary arrangements to deal with a cut as compared to the current biennium of 15% or so. And if that is true, then that's probably about as bad as it's going to get.
Okay, we'll hope the worst is over there. Between now and next week, what's on your radar screen is important?
There, as you might imagine, there are lots of people that want to come see me about this, that, and the other.
Uh-huh.
So here in the next week, I think I've just got back-to-back meetings, primarily dealing with this budget, and that's what I want to be doing most of the time. I would like to say that with your previous guest on there, what he was talking about in the city of Bryan is indicative of what's going on around the state. We are beginning to see an acceleration in the recovery, and that could, after 5 or 6 months, have a fairly significant mitigating, be a fairly significant improvement and mitigate some of these draconian cuts that we're talking about. So I was really excited to hear what he had to say about Bryan, and I'm saying that we're seeing that around the state too, so we hope it continues.
All right, let's land on a positive note then. How's that?
That's Bryan.
That's it. Hey, we'll talk to you next week, Steve. Thank you.
Okay, bye, Scott.
See you. That's Steve Ogden joining us from Austin.